They were Tuna Luni, Tali, Nauhua, Nauhua Mai, Tulak, Nau Tulakistulal rate, Nau Leader Aro Luton, Sigo Kayorian Leader Aro. He Kayo Yuluki Hotoy Nunani Pakmani Kalikan Rome. Tamaka Makuta Achakaki. Yovre lo ke piskumak piskumakai tot to kalakh ya
washle simen pam stoya
and now 1971 land claim ak manak mayul khulra Chari umk pisoktu mk ay pakhlew ne di falat man. At tao chikun ayakalit ay pa nung yukunun tok tamam te yukwom ta. Unakwani 36 sections nung nakpit tok vili chakpit. Like Stuart Callaghan Rick Cock. Dorsu Boundary Haluni. Dorsu Tam Latini, Native Halatman. Huitauna, Native Halatman, Pizarret Kloyakaka, Atankan Yuktamk. Dors Pielamamk. Letter Anglo, Matna Kaka Rejectasin Pielam Rejectasin Nikki Kaistown up Piami Atank Kainak the Native Alatman Amtasu Juan Kusnik Atpari Nalun Koyan.
Okay, Tom, he was referring to, you know, since the land claims came about in 1971, we have the village corporations, and then we have the native allotments. And he was saying that they seem to go hand in hand. The village corporations, you know, were formed, you know, under this, you know, this act. And the native allotments, they were given out before, you know, 1971. And then after 1971, they were eliminated. And then, you know, all the natives belong to a village corporation. You know, depending on how large the enrollment is, you know, the bigger share of the land they got. On the other hand, the native allotments, they have, you know, probably 160 acres, you know. And I guess Wesley had an application and he filled it out and he sent it to BIA or, you know, BLM. And then he got the application back and he knew that he was rejected. And his main feeling was that how come they're titled native allotments, and he have used the land, and then for some reason or another, his application has been rejected. And the village corporations, I know, they're you know, depending on the enrollment, they have a larger area surrounding, you know, they're close to the village, you know, but the allotments, on the other hand, they can be any place. And he was saying that his main feeling was about the native allotments for his rejection. How come they're titled native allotments? And he didn't get one.
Well, lots of people didn't get them, and they were, Congress said that after December 18th, 1971, there would be no more native allotments. That's what they said. Maybe you could give us your name.
Name's Peter Christopher from New Stuyahok. I was just asking to see if that native allotment can be lifted for some of the some of our native people that didn't have a chance to apply for the native allotment, which they had a right to apply for that.
Well, people had brought that up at a lot of meetings and said that, for instance, somebody was in Vietnam in the army and didn't get a chance in 1971 to file for a native allotment. And, you know, someone was away getting an education in the lower 48 and couldn't apply for a native allotment. So that's come up many times. I don't know whether Congress would reopen native allotments. I think it's unlikely that they would. But it's something that that enough people have raised that it seems to me I should bring it up in my report. But they seem to be saying back in 1971, the land is going to be held by the corporations. There will be no more native allotments. That's really what they were doing.
Well,
and maybe we could have that translated just before you go with your next question.
Oh, now I am. Matamunam lady native allotment namun kahtuktam chali. Now my kwankuta tamakum peat hakut. We must sell peel me chali. Tamakut native allotment that talks what? Una Naushani land claims act 1971 Nami, Tautana December 18, 1971, Kitogwan, Tamakut land claimants at the native allotment at Taksuki. Tostam up Chaksuku at Tamka Chali Ikichungat. Toki Kanaluni Ikichungat Kat Nahua Humking Wakun. Don't some kill local Congress and put that in tax for now. Down at toy land claims are tax and talk now and the market native allotment that tax looky. Tally hook, tally. I'm sure that don't have a real clean it. The Wama big site said. Toy Congress up to Katamak Pandas in the I probably pity about what I found being right at Nasu look.
I guess I'd just like to say for the record that that same year in 71, I went in a service in I wasn't here in the state of Alaska to apply for that that ending date of December 71, and I don't see why I shouldn't have a chance to reapply for that native allotment due to that armed services.
Yes. My name is Mike.
Oh, excuse me, we got a
Kickstarter.
Sorry.
Kickstarter.
Go ahead, sir.
My name is Mike Lakua from New Stuyak. I have to talk in my language. When you talk about the Yugunik money, there's an airport Kalahu Tumwamski, Matumu 1991 Namuk. Iranaput kalakut sumikayakaput matumak. Tawamuta rangan mayukak pahang takshon. Kaisun kalakut siyataput. Tawamatumuk piso kayakam tigayo kutistulakaput. Akkanas nilam sutamana. Manatak 1991 nakagwistkaya. Nakiin mo ni Hwanko da kaisu kohti yanohtu na yukukut. Akong liutan su pagtah ka sumani nunani alas kami Hwanko sukto ay paibungan rilami tawa makin sangutong tungung siyernik makunik pisukuluta nang naklahtugut tamay akimil rin. Manna mukis kumak 91 nak agist ka makunun ignemtun to ay tama na nuna nun nautput tunik sauna ku pikum tasin rutsiksuni makun kangin ngurasamtun kaisun may ayo kutsiktoktigan ngukhtun ayo kaput makutiganeput Nuttan manna piuhtan, ukakfa hunallangan. Illini kutsali taakistar manna sat aki lihtuujahtiiksiut, pingil ngail muksumai tkiitsiiksa ja kassakat uusvittuut. Aki tamakut huankutun taistin tiungnakuhtsikkait. Makutkun aki liriagatkun. Kwaslu pala yatsuak, laatumt ni uitakan, kwaslu akaagutaklu, kwasnu kutlu, aki ligiahtiik siu tamaku, tuat nakkaayagan ngilgit mainasumtni, kanaanil tsukuyumi, tuat na yuksigitse kukumanna nunabut, tammakun uzvitung nakangamta uzvigutsiik siu, tuai kwasn pittak.
I was going to say it over in Yupik, I forgot. I have to tell you in English. He was saying that, you know, regarding this 1991, he was saying that they like to, you know, tell it to their kids about the issues and concerns about 1991. But, you know, they're not used to, you know, about these issues in 1991 because it hasn't been around that long. 1971, what matter what, 13, 14 years? They're not used to it. They don't have the skills as a white man who knows his business, like, you know, running a business or whatever. But they have the skills to teach about our native values, such as subsistence. They can teach our kids with no problem, probably, because it's been around there a long time. Whereas, if they want to talk about 1991, how can they tell their kids that this is how it's going to be? They haven't been exposed to it that long enough. They're not skilled enough to talk about if they're not uncertain of what's, you know, about his land claims. He was saying, he was stressing that they don't have the skills, the knowledge to tell what 1991 will bring about. And he was saying that probably in the near future everything will be probably taxed. And he was bringing up that right now that even in Dillingham, like for storing their boats, they are taxing. And probably it'll be, you know, be around here before long. You know, store your cars, boats or whatever, property, everything will be taxed. Even though they want to tell their kids about these issues, they don't know all these things because they're not used to this economy. They're used to the old times subsistence. They can live off the land. They can survive. Just like, you know, making an earning. Like a white man works, he makes his earning, he feeds his family. The native people for a long time have survived from the land. It's just like having a job. That's what they know. And they can teach it to their kids. And he was kind of comparing the old times, their old ways that they know. They know how best, they know how to pass it on. But in this white man's world, all these land claims, these policies, they're not used to it. And how can they teach them if they're not used to the system? That's what he was saying.
Okay, student. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone here that's come from the other towns, and all of you here know who I am, so I don't need no introduction of any kind. But for the records, I'm Wally Gust, Nustuyahak. First thing I'd like to say is that who has Angska benefited? Has it benefited you, or has it benefited the non-natives? We got land, we got money. Where has all our money gone? Seems to me like it has mostly gone to the well-educated people, the non-natives, who has gone through 20 years of college, through the doctorates, the lawyers. We got the money. We've got the money, but it really has not benefited us. Some of the corporations have set their monies into banks and got interests, huge amounts of interest to pay dividends to their shareholders. And yet, we, each corporation, has not made definite plans of what and how they're going to protect their land. All the lawyers, seems to me like, to me, are the ones that are getting all our money, because they're trying to help us set out rules of how we're going to protect our lands. And we give back the money that we got for getting Angska started. I think there was 44 million acres of land that the corporations, the 12 or the 13 corporations got. 44 million acres of land. Seems like it's lots. I've got a map here. This map here shows how much land Bristol Bay Native Corporation owns. All this green area is owned by the Native Corporation. And yet, all the light blue land is state-owned land, which we cannot control because the state has it in their hands. We try our best to fight the state to say, you cannot come to our land. We don't want you on our land. We don't want to issue any leases for you to come and build your lodges, hunting cabins, or what have you. We've got the Native Corporation, who I don't think is trying to help each and every one of us here in this river to try and stop the state from giving out issues. Kwanik awai matumakwaniya nunamakwaniya kalakta mannakwani land claimak nunanakwani unakitak 1971 namak ayagnilkhanakwani matumunna agnagmun nilkakhlukukwani kwankulakha ikayulkhakut nunamakwani pingluta pingsulrakut takkuntai kwankuda nuna mannakwani kaisun auluktsiganaku kanxtsiganatartai kina imnanunnautun qallakhwani nunaminikwani ya tunniaqqunani tatnkhwani ilaputkhwani kha kanrutun kanrusngermang tunnisqfknaki nunanik nunnautminik kina imnakhwani akiyulga chayrut qappeeraquuni nunnautminikkhwani yaam tunnitiqoq mannakhwani ayagnikhaanranikkhwani yaa land claimaq makutkhwani nunat awaatumtni aukkulaktungulgeit aqanqainnaqiillutung kwankulattarkuntaa qanraqluta nunnautkaput manna kiamkhwani aktoriaquunaku aktoriaquunniuqsattaa kiam yuum tarkun mannakhwani 1991 aqtkiskan yuutilaput qalaarut qalaarusngermangkhattaai nunnauttaitkhwani tunaf immuusqfknaakkikkhattaai kiputsitaarutsqfknaakkia taatnqanlangumtakhwani kina imnakiyulga nunaaminik tunnitiqoq kwankuda natmunkhwani qaillunkhwa ayaktsiiganaatta aqullaaqumalgaatnkhwatnikpilgaakkut makuumiuni iilgaayarmi nunaani viittalgaani attautsiorrlutappikuumta khwi umiuamkun attautsiorrlutappikuumta makut naw kassaakkatkhwani makutkhwani nunaanikkhwani piunggaatta attautsiorrlutakkhwani immulaaqqumtakkhuattai naukha pisqfknaakki pilgaaqllaakkut tawaam allaitkhwani usvittuamung skuuluumallhuamunglu akkiutsurngamunglu ilaattungkhwani amlhuullutung immulaaqqaitkut niitsugnifknaatakkhuattaai pilaaqqaitkut mattumuk ayagnirraanratnikkhwani mannakhwani nunamkhwani auluksakhuattaai artsarriinalga khwaniktai kituhtungnaqngermi kituugingaarutoq attautsiorrluta tawa maippaagni khwankuda inglukstuputkhwani tsalluallukki pilaaqqumtki aippaagni nuttaan allaittakkhwani humyachtgun chigut gilgayagmit chayu naitlinut takkunta attachimununamun aulukfkangnarluki pilaqqunang tarchali slaitakhwani unakkilutun umyachtqlutun taakkut chamkhwani nalluullinnut chalikita kilaputkhwani qanrullukki khwani taakkunun nunaanun ayagluchikhwani nunaanikhwani pingnaqkufchi unakkichiqquchi tankhu unakkillulraanga aruulaartitingnaqkum tikimmakutkhwani taatnalreit tamamtakhwani ukum maanikhwani iilgayarmikhwani makut challuulaqumtki asinraqkun ayaalariartukut khwanikchali awai nunaanikhwani makuunnak khwanikhpak qalartillaakut khwani makuunnakhwani native allotment taannak makut khwani chiulaagaat chalilla khuingaqtai chiulaanka khwani 1971 naama chiungaani khwani 18 uksungullat khui khwani 1971 naami 18 aagullunrilaama makuumiungullungerma khwani nunaama khwani unaakkillunneritta tawamtai chali qanrumallhuluni kinaakhoqkhwani nimmikhwani taamikhwani ilaaminikhwani aulukillukuuni khwani nunaamikhwani uumikhwani native allotment taamak unaakkiarkauyaqlhuluni khwani manna khwani awaattumtni state land mattum khwani state tam tuumaaq nuna khwankuda maani challuut kkumtkhu ukuunun khwani ataanumtnun chamaani khwani chuunnuumi wiittalgaanun wiittalgaanun uumun khwani yaqnamun rep Adelheid Herman namun imu mutlukhwani Fred Zora famun khwankura qanqumta manna khwani state tam nunnautti illini khwani piugiaq niluutta mattutstin khwani native allotment taattun amlhuulluku khwani laaqortstin naqqumtku challuutklukku pikumtku aipaarni ukukkhwani malrukkhwani ataanerkhuaput chamaani khwani chuunnuumi wiittalriik aipaarni ikaayungnaqsuta pitsiiqqaakkut mattukun tauam khwani native allotment taakkun kinakkhwani allotment taqqa nuttaan lloolraakkun ayallhuuq tamaakkunikkottai tunniyuungaiyaaqqa tauam kamyum aipaarni khwani tunngaitaat tamaana nunnautni nunakkhwani manna artakaqluku pikuunniuk akim manna khwani nangngaqaami nangtuq amllerngalngermi nangkunittai nangluni tsaiqulluunnillu takkuntai manna khwani nunnautput tuumaaqngnaqkumtku nuttaan asinraakkun ayagchiquukkut
The other concern that I brought up in regards to native allotments was that when the native allotments came out, you had to be a quarter native and 18 years of age or older. And everyone who participated in getting native allotments, to my feelings, is well off, as so long as he doesn't sell that land or lease it. We've got all this state land around us that's owned by the state. If we work together, the people along the Nooshigak, from Dillingham, Togiak, Iliamna, wherever, if we work as a group to have our legislators set up a bill for the state to give out some sort of land, native allotments, we would be benefiting more. That way, all the state land around us can be owned by everyone after 1971. So long as we have the same provisions that you got to be a quarter native or 18 years of age and head of household. Right now there's, I'd say about 20 people, 30 people in here that don't have native allotments because they didn't meet this criteria here. They weren't 18 or they were out of the state. If we can send a bill or some kind of notice to our legislators down there and try and obtain the state land, maybe we can protect our lands better. The way it's going now under the land claims, we're just bickering and fighting over this land. We want to say what we want to say. We want to set stipulations to our lands that we have. But after 1991, when land can be sold, the stipulations will not mean anything. We can say now that squatters, you can't come to our land. And yet after 1991, we have that stipulation saying squatters do not come on our land. And yet after 1991, when the land is bought and sold, everyone is going to forget about the squatters. There will be people wandering all over our lands, whether we like it or not. The 1991 issues that are being brought up now, we don't clearly understand them because we don't have 20 years of education behind us. We try our best to understand what they mean, and yet we get misinterpretations either from ourselves or from whoever interprets them to us. All the issues, 1991 issues, should be broken down into everyday language. I've read some of the resolutions towards 1991. I've read them over and over, and I still can't get the full understanding of what they're trying to say. The hardest part about the issues is getting them translated to our elders . That's the hardest part. Unless you really break them down to our everyday language and interpret them word for word, I'm sure our elders will have a lot to say about the 1991 issues. They've got knowledge that's been handed down. And one of them stated earlier, without no papers that were written, the words that he was saying, without no papers written, without them looking back like we do, if I wanted something from 1904, all I have to do is open a book and find what I want in 1904. But our elders, they did not have anything written down. They knew what was to come. We're lucky here that we still have our elders here to try and help us, to try and teach us. And yet we pay attention to what they say. But soon as we turn our backs from them, we forget what they said. And we try to go our own ways. Maybe it's time that we sit and have a Nooshigak Elders Conference or something. Something that they can pass down to us, that we can write in black and white, that we can tape, that we can treasure. Because what they have learned, the knowledge that they have, has been brought down from generation to generation. They're trying to pass it down on to us. But we are not listening. Aguna awai kwani kala kalak kakwani manna kwani chiulamp ni kwani tak nakna kwani kalak kanga awai kai slaita makut kwani chium chuk 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 kwani kakwani kai slaita makut Nasun rit shotki kali kau nating iga yui nating makunik lukwani teipakayaka nikta makunik pi nating takkun toy nasun rit shay nagluki chat alay rakkat shay tukwanik may kalak tshit allay riyak sutin. May hui khwanik umyok tksakhta. Makut khwani chiwla put khwani taknok tshit, angutlarok tshit. Kan riyakay tamas kwita. Khwanik may igautla kumtki. Chalis makunun teipanun sila kumtki. Nuttan ay pagni litvzak chikukut matumak. Kwanikhtay matumak kwanik kankriyuk nga makwanikha kankhta. Tawamtay spchi kwanik umyokht kikichi kwanik. Asin ro ka manna khwani nunam khwani ya matum khwani lan claimam khwani unakil kin kut khwani aki ngun rot That's all I have.
Thank you.
I'm Anisha Chiklak from Equak Limited, and all these testimonies that you guys say, I listened to all of it, and I think the best thing that all Native people should do is get their kids educated, get all the education they could get. Tell your kids they're smart, and help them. Tell them, Mom, there's 6 years for this 1991. Tell them to go to school. I see a lot of kids in Equak, in my village, young boys, young girls, they just go to high school and they think that's it. I'll live off of my mother and dad. What they're going to do if their mother and dad die? They're going to have nothing. They're going to have no jobs. They're going to lose everything. And it's hard to be a parent. I know I have three kids of my own. But you find there out of how many kids you'll find one that will listen. But even if you find one that listen, just keep it up. Just tell your kids, get all the education, because that's what the white people do. They work for their money. They work for their kids. They work. But us Native people, we got all the education right at hand. There used to be BIA. Now they have grants. My boy's going up to go to college up in Fairbanks through a grant. You people could do the same thing. Also, there's grants, there's monies in oil, different Chevron or the other oil companies. People shouldn't just make fun of other people. They should just try and tell their kids, you're smart, you could be whatever you want to be. Don't let white people or nobody make fun of you. Be proud and let your kids know that they're special, each one. Even sometimes they don't listen. And they get into trouble. They get into trouble because they're not in school. We have some bad, I guess other villages have problem drinking, smoking pot. Nobody like to talk about this. But there is these things in a village. And you kids, you parents, don't look down on your kids. Just tell them they're special. And talk with other people. Find out where they could go to school. Don't let them hang around in the village just making trouble and just laying around and doing nothing. Just further their education, even young adults with kids. That's the only thing to get ahead. I wish I had more education. I still think I should try to get more education. But all I like to say to the Native people is, try to get more education and you'll be just as well off as the next person. These white people, they had to work for what they get, and we got everything free. And what we do, there's some women that just have babies and they get AFD, there's food stamps, there's things like this. It's going to run out. We're not going to have no more oil revenues and stuff like that. So what are you guys going to do? Just sit around and wishing you got a check or something? Get your kids' education and praise them and tell them it's really hard, because I have three I'm proud of, but sometimes it doesn't go the way you ask them. gee, go to school, do something. And the kids just give you a look that, oh, I could do it. Pretty soon, it's time's run out. What you're going to do then? When you die as a parent and your kid doesn't have the education, that's just too bad. You lose out on lots of things. Education on this thing, if your kid has education, always tell your kids, like, get your education and help your native people. That's what I tell my kids, and I'm proud to be a native. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Makunut kata ayakianan pilaga. Skulus ko maluki piyakay. Spesiso ko kang ayakaw lang ni. Kano utaklo kikna si. Tingu maluki kato skulu kata. Ma kano kalu ni. Ilay ko kato high school amu tak. Kakakto takamu to taklahtot. Nagmay. Chali college chat. Dai tu tangu so kacang kamu sekolah kena aku cale. Kan kalau ni mai, aku doai seperti ko kaya gian ni, mani kau doai mani. Witeng nak fnaji sekolah si ko doai teng nak suci cak kau doai seperti ni kau doai ikaya kena suci tiuk fagni. Tua kau yang rezak kau kawai makut ilai jalif kerating kau tau mantak tu teng nunani jalisu angai tua kau angai kamkni kau tau witalu tengi akengung nak kenateng tua nak kalah kanak tuka. Koyakan rezak lekik mana makut ayak yorat sekolah pun nating pif nating sekolah kofti kuk kuat kasakas tulis ngalat naya kuci kuci biu ngauci nasiuman retuci tukam kuat nato kuku sekolah kuci pikufci asih cikap. Dot nawai tamana akhchakaklu kumanna ayagiot bet aguma qalaqtlum
sir dos khinga agum tagum tuhto tutkharulunk angulwanak qalaqtlhamk khinga qarmoni klang summni kassa kartaramang nattaittaq maraayamuk tagum patuulunuk hongko tasmaraayamuk patuulumuk nalluuta kassa kanqsuuk tattaautimuk kassa kaqputtagum taunalluunin moqaqumagimuk tanextamuk pilallhuutakkut moqori tanin qallarit toitan kassa kaqput nulextullhuuq Yugunun tuai tunjunis menek tuang tau kumai nguah kaulun. Ikuah kumai nguah kaulun ik tuai oni. Tunjunis menek tuai on sone. Jadi makut kasakat munak nerjo munaktut. Suuluttaarsullerit pisuqojallerit uksiartulerit paggaani arraqulut luvaarinaat maani aimqeraani ibraqtorulut ngayaagaqsut illait toyarraanq tukaq tukaalut ngarrua arrugoqnaarlut taktuamuk palaajarlut
He was telling kind of a story referring to, you know, his life. A long time ago, there were no houses, no real, you know, structured houses, only mud houses, or what they call houses that, you know, covered with moss and so on. That was a long time ago, he was telling. And then there were no white men. But there was this one white man that was in Iqqaq that came up. And then this white man, I guess he wants to be with natives. And he lived with the natives and he became part of the natives. And I guess up to this day, he's regarded as one of them. And he was kind of telling stories about white men that used to come up from, you know, down river. They had no mortars. They just came up, you know, using kayaks and so on to come up the river, and it took a long time. And eventually, they just lived off the land. They speared fish. They had no, you know, hooks. They just bared fish, they put up fish, and they practically live off from the land. When it's time to go hunting, they go hunting. And there was no hassles with anything, you know. And he enjoyed that life in those days. And now he's saying now it's different, you know, with all these modern conveniences and schools and all kinds of businesses, all kinds of aircraft, you know, they're all here. It's not like before. And you were just kind of reminiscing about the old times. And he does have a native allotment, and he's you know, he's glad to have it.
What's his name?
Pete Andrews.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews.
I'd just like to say that the land we subsist on is really important to us. Not too long ago, I made a report for my economics class that put a dollar value on subsistence. And all the meat and all the fish that we eat every year per household, it would come to about $6,000 to $7,000, and I know we can't afford it. I mean, most of us can't afford it because there's no jobs in the villages for, you know, there's not enough jobs in the villages for everyone.
Thank you.
Excuse me. She was saying about the old time, Okolina Andrew. She was saying about the old times, especially about the elders, that that we should listen to our elders, because they have the knowledge and they can pass it on, you know, to our young generation. And simply she was saying that we should live our lifestyle. We should never, you know, forget it. Let's keep it up, continue our ways, let's use our land, and especially listen to our elders. You know, respect our elders. That's what she was saying.
Thank you, ma'am.
Chalim na alakchul ga mai nak mai unakwani ni chukni ulga achchakaut tau achchakaut kakhkanak matum 1991 nam aqtaqarlukuna niitsugunilraa piiguyaaqqap toya tamaatumtunginun qalaqaskufti asereartoqqa pani khattoi aqtaqalriit iggaatlaallinni kwaniqqa
I don't know if I should be able to introduce myself. You have been up here before. I just wanted to make a point on the issues that were established by our legislatures in Washington, D.C. Now, most of these issues, when they're not completed for fully completed, the legislatures will have to go through the same issues and go down word for word until it becomes like part of a law. Before it can become part of the law, they must present it to like the Supreme Court before it can finalize of it becoming a law. What I was saying in regards to 1991 is that we as subsistence users, I realize that, you know, when something becomes part of the law, it has to go through legislatures. Now, this subsistence, these legislatures form different types of agencies to help the natives of Alaska. One would be IRA, another RULCAP, or such as what Tom's working for. I forgot what it's called, ICC or something. They have strange names, most of these organizations. In reference to subsistence, I think maybe if we can't come up with some adequate information to give back in reference to 1991, if we've got to protect our subsistence way of life, maybe we can have our representatives that are in Juneau. Is that we, the people, as subsistence users or organizations, we should write a letter to help push our way of life and making and having like even a Supreme Court help us in some way. Maybe they might have made a little flaw somewhere, a little mistake in their wording. Maybe that can help. Maybe if we can find that, maybe we can change some of those wordings. You know, people that are educated, they know that any issue that the legislatures put out has to be looked over by lawyers, by representatives, by even up to the point where a Supreme Court can look over the issues before it becomes finalized as a law. Maybe we can work something like that as a group. Because I know from the feedback that we've been hearing all evening, we're mainly concerned about our subsistence way of life. Because once we lose that, there is no hope, because we're not familiar with with the white society system. We're only familiar with our way of life. And it'll be sad for some of us if we have to turn around to sell your land that you perhaps once hunted upon or picked berries upon. It'll be sad. It won't be a happy scene. You know, when United States bought Alaska from Russia, they bought the land. They didn't buy you. They didn't buy you as the people. They just bought the land. Now they're trying to take it away from you through law, the law that wasn't where we had no voice in. We had no voice in it. Only through subsistence way of life, we've got a voice. We're no lawyers. We're simple people, simple living people. We should work together, you know. That's the only way we'll survive, is to unite into one. Awayaw na yuktun mumihtkataaka. May makutsat piyuktkataaka mong lawyer rat, skulu malrit yuvrilakay. Piyukt sluki, so chamani King Washington D.C. mi. Nauk may vota kulalakot. Vota ak, so tataw na to at piyukt sluku. Nauk natun risk si vota lalakot. Vota katak tut hukun noamak. Tao na kukto ni piyukt ng naksundo at ka kukto ni witaw. May tangkwang kuta vota kungong skunat piso lalakot. Tao na kayang ne milloni wi tayagani nqaeruskan vota kon ril ngami piso yahtoguluni nqamin ikhnamin nqamin piso to piso guluni am smaklutgut fknani tsakharmaktawwa umyoht kluni am sm am siam tusku man nqkam ay liasiru tiqo nqstigali lukul my lawyer rat Chamani matumuk piyuk chakamung. Chatkun legislature ratkun vote asam tsnun. Na vote alalakut mai piyuk tsluki tamakut. Tamai tamakut man na piyuk tshot nunaput. Kwan kuda tahkun yugni toi kanakkan klangam ta kan put kalakht put chaun risk tsluku. Am tsnun nunaput. Mark and Russia kiput huluku for $7 million. Kiput huluku from Russia. Kiput huyak rat kununa. Kwankuta yugni kiput hunrit taikut. Yugni kwankut kiput hunrit taik. Nuna kainak tawam kiput shotam my tung nak kitatam. Pik hamuktu. Ksaita kiputa hamuktu. Huang kuta yugni piyol gani nunam kaingani pikiput sunrit taikut. Kuyuk sutat tau chiyuk sutat pikumta chat makut nuk kaput pichi kaput. Yugni huang kuta. At tau chiyuk sukum yuaputuna. Saita tam kwan kat tau chiyuk tkhalut ng loirat makut chamani chamak soing nakakam. Mugiskin kchah kapel kan gayaran mugiskin kchah kapel ku pilagay sore kapel kanum yom khatau chiuk lutin nutan su la rukhluni kwang ku datang mai pichi gayara put nasun risk put kali kamis ni pu mafknani yom titagam kamani toy koyan
Kinatayim na kanrach kaos ka na khanik ka tak kumta khanik pag ka unna kumitsali nine o'clock unna kumi at tamayag ni kumta kinaim na tsali kanril ka tsali mani khani kurkli tapak ka ukuta Afcin cale kan kriuhtat. Am sinre kata unna kumea pagni kwani pinril gomta kwani ya ukut kwani pingain ayak sakot takuntai Ham saya kata kan gil kita unna kumia ayang nin kisu tapi kum tahania asin royak tok ila putwani ka taksok nguta unna kumi ayang nin kisu kum ta asin royak tok ya Unna kumita ayagnin kiksiko kuta matum ilo ni chaliya malgunik sasakhluta kwasloka ikriskata atau chimik sasakhluta unna kumia
What time is better for you in the morning?
Well, 9 o'clock if we have the building to room till 11.
We have the building till 11.
Till 11, sure. Let's make it 9 o'clock?
9, whatever.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Not much point in coming earlier.
Yeah, unna kumi khani 9 o'clock ka ayan ayagnin kichchi ko kutta kin kuttali im kuttai ulri thani ya taikili tunna kumi. We're going to close the session for the evening and start up again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Hello.
Maybe I could just before we close, let me just thank all of you who spoke this evening. I want to thank all of you for coming, especially the folks who came from out of town, from the other villages. I sure appreciate your coming. And 20 people spoke tonight, and it was very helpful to me. And I'll be bearing in mind what you said. And I just wanted to thank you and to say that I appreciate especially the older folks, the elders, for coming tonight and speaking too. So we'll be here again at 9 in the morning if anyone else has something to say at that time. So thank you and good night. Good night. Thank you for coming.